All right, we're 1 for 6. 1 for 6. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. 6 hours of fundraising every quarter. 6 hours of fundraising to pay for this whole deal every quarter. And the last two fundraisers, kind of tough. We struggled a bit. We're in need this time. And when I say 1 for 6, 6 hours, well, we're 1 hour down, and Carlo met his match in his hour. We have met the match last hour. So that is wonderful, wonderful good news. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough. It really means everything to us because we are funded by this. This is what pays the bills around here. Maybe you listen on EWTN. You listen on EWTN on Sirius satellite radio, or you listen on your local network, and all of that I hope that you are supporting and continue to support, but we're a separate thing. We just produce content. We just produce this show, and in order to pay for the production of this show and the podcast that we do and all that, we got to raise the money ourselves, and we got to ask you for it, and you've come through for us last hour in a big way. We're very grateful for that. This hour, as promised, Tim Staples here for an hour of open forum. Tim, welcome.
Hey, it is great to be with you. Ever have one of those days where you just feel good?
Oh, you have I'm so happy, Tim. I'm glad you are.
It's funny because he often sees me drag in here and I'm like, oh.
Well, only for like the last year and a half or so since a certain incident.
But praise God, man. Just having a great day.
Oh,
it's great to be with you guys and be on the air. And folks, please do keep those calls coming because I know Cy has mentioned it in the first hour, but we really did have a couple of low drives the last couple of times, and we've got some ground to make up. But you know what, folks? It's going to happen. I just know it. You know, we're experiencing such a time in the church and in the culture where I can honestly say there's never been a more important time for Catholic Answers Live than right now. And folks, I know you know that. You look at the craziness out there, the transgender insanity, mutilating children. Oh, Can you believe it? Our culture with abortion, homosexual, LGBTQ, RSTUV, and all the rest. Folks, there's never been a more important time for the clear proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not just the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We have a responsibility and obligation to get this fullness of the gospel to this culture in need. And folks, we need your help to do it. And folks, I wanted right from the start of this hour, can we get some callers at 888-291-8000? I know there's some 10,000. You know what? Can I go out on a limb? I want to see if there's not a $20,000 giver.
Yes, please go out on that limb.
Out there.
Yes, I like you out on that.
Because, folks, I'm saying this because, yeah, we need to hit the $225,000 this drive, and we need to go beyond that. Because those last two drives scared us a little bit, scared me anyway.
you know? They did.
We can't take this for granted, folks. We need your help. So 888-291-8000, call now. And, folks, you remember, when I ask for that $20,000 gift, that $10,000 gift, don't you forget we need every $10 gift, $25 a gift, and especially, folks, those monthly donors, the $100 a month, $25 a month, $10 a month is our lifeblood. So, folks, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
I started the show not giving out the phone number for people to ask Tim questions. So let's give out that number as well. 888-318-7884. If you want to ask Tim a question, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not, whether you're a religious person or not, if you have a question about the Catholic faith, the number to call, 888-318-7884, and you get right in here to the studio and we'll get you on and you can ask Tim your question. I'm going to give that number one more time and then we're going to just give out the other number for the rest of the hour, 888-318-7884. This hour, we are in the second hour of our 6 hours of fundraising. We're mostly going to just take calls and do that, but we will take a few minutes here and there to ask you for your support. For this hour, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match for every pledge in any amount. whether recurring or one time, it will all be covered. You call up and pledge a dollar, call up and pledge $20,000. Well, up to $20,000, it is all covered by a generous donor, 888-291-8000. If this hour you make your pledge a recurring pledge,
yes,
in any amount, that will be matched again by a different donor. So it's, you can triple your money today.
That's awesome.
Until we use up that other $40,000, 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. We got 16 of our colleagues on the line. We haven't given out the number enough yet this hour because all of those lines are available right now. They're all just sitting, waiting for your call, 888-291-8000.
And you know what, folks? I just had to share. You know, we had a fellow, and I'm not going to name a name here, but we had a fellow walking around the halls here yesterday, a Protestant minister who is...
I tried to run him out. No, this guy, I'm only kidding.
But he's this close to becoming Catholic. In fact, I'm hoping to be able to meet with him here shortly. But you know what, folks? When you see stuff like that happen as a result of Catholic Answers Live, we have... Right now, listening, there are Protestant ministers, there are atheists, there are agnostics, there are Muslims, there are members of every religion that you can imagine are listening right now, and we get calls from them, we get letters from them, and we see conversions, my friends, on a regular basis. What would you pay for that? You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's priceless, folks, when you see... You get the letters, you read them. Folks, if you were to read the letters that we get every day, I guarantee you the phones would be filled up right now. We've got 13 open lines, folks. Y'all, give us a call right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text CATHOLIC to 24365. And you know what's great about working here at Catholic Answers is we're open to all comers. Come on over to the office, folks. Come on in. We'll sit down, talk with you anytime you want to. Call here. Call early. So if you want to talk to me, so I can be here to talk with you. But we do. We talk with folks, and this is why we've seen thousands upon thousands all around the world come to Jesus in His one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And folks, we're coming to you right now because we need your help to be able to continue to do that. There is no price tag you can put on that. But folks, you know what? By giving $25 a month right now, you will participate in all of it. Isn't that cool, Si?
And it's a direct participation. It goes right into
And that's the way the kingdom of God works. Yep. When St. Paul says to the Philippians in Philippians 4:19 that their sacrifices, their gifts, ascend up as a memorial offering before God. Paul wasn't just saying that for the fun of it. He believed it, and it's true that the sacrifices of the people in Philippi were participating in all of his labors as a result, and that's a fact, folks. So look, you need to pick up the call or the phone right now and give us a call. You know, you may have been thinking about it. Oh, maybe I should. Maybe no, you should, folks. Come on, pick up the phone. Call 888-291-8000. Can we get that? There's got to be that $20,000 giver out there. And you know what? If you give that $20,000, that doesn't mean everybody else can stop calling. Okay? Because we want to go beyond. See, we need to make up for a couple of low drives here, folks. That's why I'm kind of stepping out on a limb. I know there's somebody who can give $10,000 right now. We've got $5,000 givers out there. We've got $1,000 givers. And I know we have $100 a month givers. And can I say one more thing? I know there's some folks, maybe you're giving. You can call right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But I know there are folks, you're already given $10 a month. And thank you so much, folks. But can you double that? Let's go to $20 a month. That would be huge for us. Remember, everything's being tripled when you do it monthly, right?
New recurring, anything new for recurring?
If they double it, that's considered new, right?
Yeah, that's right. Whatever.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Once again, that's going to be tripled. Folks, what a deal. The $100 a month becomes $300 a month. $25 a month is not just $300. It becomes $900, folks. That would help us so much. Please pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000.
And while you are doing that, and I have all the faith in the world that folks are going to start picking up that phone and calling 888-291-8000, we are going to answer the other phone and let some folks ask Tim questions. Stasia in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. We're glad you're here with us, Stasia. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I was calling to find out what exactly holy mortification is.
Yes.
It's something that we pray for when during my rosary, and I never really know what I'm praying for.
Okay.
Yeah, great question. Holy mortification is a gift of God's grace that empowers us. Because, see, it's not just mortification. Now, mortification means to deny yourself, right? It comes from the root word that actually means death, right? You ever heard the word mortuary, right? This is the root there is death. But it's what St. Paul talks about, killing the old man or the old nature, putting it to death so that the life of Christ can live in, with, and through you. And so it's called holy mortification because, you know, on a natural level, you can deny yourself. You can say, you know what, I'm not going to eat today because I want to lose weight so I can look better because I have a job as a radio host.
That's not happening. Yeah.
But holy mortification is you're denying yourself, whether it's food or, let's say, television. We're coming up on Lent right now. Holy mortification has as its end a supernatural reward, and that is heaven. Now, of course, that supernatural reward begins now as well, in that we receive an increase in the life of Christ in us. So there's a sense in which we already experience heaven, if you will, heaven in part. Or as the inspired author to the Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6 tells us, the powers of the life to come we can experience already now through that mortification. When we deny ourselves, we fast, we pray, we give alms. The classic ways in which we deny ourselves, give up for others, and experience the power of God's life lived in us and through us. That's why Lent, folks, is not a bummer. Rose Staples, are you listening to me? That's my daughter, my 14-year-old. Lent is not a bummer. It's actually an exciting time because it's a time where we can grow closer to Jesus through that holy mortification. Thanks so much for your call. And folks, you know what? There is nothing I would rather do than come here, sit here, answer people's questions about the faith. Because when we do, whether it's just answering a question about holy mortification, it's going out all over this world, and somebody's been encouraged right now,
right,
and may look at Lent in a whole different way because they tuned into Catholic Answers Live. And it's not because of this knucklehead, but it's because of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, which is by nature life-giving. That's what it does. That's what the gospel is for, to give people life. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. But folks, you know what? We can't do it without your help. And right now, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, because there's a lot of lines.
There's a lot of open lines. We've only got four people calling right now, and we have 12 open lines. Folks, can you do me a favor and pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000? We need some donors, and we need some big donors. We need that $20,000 gift. We need that $10,000 gift. And I think we have more than one $5,000 gift out there, and I know we have more than $1,000. I didn't mean more than one $100,000. More than $1,000 givers out there. And folks, I know we've got all kinds of folks. And remember, you know, we got some discouraging news a couple of drives ago. I don't want to be a bummer here, but we actually went down on our per tower donors.
Right, down to we were up closer to 16 or 17, and we're at 13 per tower.
I'm telling you, that one was a shocker to me. But you know what? What hit me, Si, on the last drive is look at the economy.
Yeah.
Folks, we've got these, I shouldn't get political, these people in the White House who don't have a clue, and inflation is killing us. It's killing especially the elderly. It's killing the poor and the middle class. So, of course, a lot of people, and by the way, folks, a lot of people are being laid off right now as a result of this declining economy. So, folks, if you are, let me challenge you, if you're blessed, if you are able to give right now, step up to the plate, because there are people out there who would love to give. We even get messages from folks saying, I would love to give if I could, but I can't. I'm out of work.
Yep.
Or I simply can't afford it. So I really do believe, Cy Kellett, that that played a part in our last two pledge drives, that we had two of our lower ones. And it's because, to a great extent, that economy. And remember, we also have people who move away. They had Catholic Radio and they move to a place that doesn't have it anymore and they don't give anymore. We have, you know, people that die. There are givers and they die and they don't give anymore. So, folks, remember.
That's not an excuse.
That's true. Dying? They should give.
What kind of excuse is that?
But, folks, seriously, that's why we're a little bit under the gun. If you can hear it in my voice, there's a little bit of urgency because we need you to step up to the plate right now, folks. And, oh my goodness, we've got 11 open lines right now. Folks, can you pick up the phone right now? Give that $1,000 give. Give that $10 a month gift that becomes $30 a month, just like that, because of what Cy Kellett said before. We've had some incredibly generous donors who have given us match money. So, folks, pick up 888-291-8000. Don't wait any longer. You're making me nervous, folks. Come on. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. The number about to go back to the phones. I want to thank Mark from Indiana who started a $100 a month donation. Thank you, Mark. Kay from Texas with a $30 a month donation. Appreciates all that Catholic Answers does. Learns something new every time she listens. Eric in Minnesota started a $50 a month. He watches on YouTube. And you know who pays for that YouTube? You do, the donors. That's the YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, School of Apologetics, podcasting, all of the places where we're trying to share. Basically, it's come down to two things that the world needs to be shared. One, basic sanity. And two, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we didn't used to say basic sanity, but we got to get that one in there nowadays. Amen. Matthew in Iowa just joined the President's Club and Society 315. That means he's a brand new donor, a gift of $100 a month. Thanks for all of them. Darren, could you play some groovy music before we go to the break when it's break time? Because one donor called and said that she'd give, but she wanted to hear some more groovy music. So Darren says, yeah, we'll play the groovy music.
I love it.
291-8000. Let's go to Kim in Spokane, Washington, listening on the Alexa. Kim, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, I was wondering, I was reading Matthew last night, and they were going over the genealogy of Christ, and they went from David, and there was like, I don't know, a lot of 14 here, 14 there, and 14 another way, and then they got all the way to Christ, but on that, they said that he is Joseph, that's a descendant of Christ, David. And not Mary.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so Joseph is, but how come he would be the descendant?
Yes.
Like Christ, Joseph is the descendant and not Mary, because there was a Holy Spirit there.
Yes. I got you, Kim. Yeah, it's a great question. And remember, there is a tradition in the church, it's actually rooted in Scripture, in Romans chapter 1, verse 3, that does say that Jesus is a son of David after the flesh. So that's an indicator. The church has never formally taught this, you know, definitively, but it's a very strong indicator there in Romans chapter 1, verse 3, that Mary also was a descendant of David. But here's the key. When it comes to kingship and being the Messiah, it is the lineage of Joseph that matters. Because in order to be the Messiah, you have to be the true king of Israel. And that's why Matthew has that genealogy, you notice, that goes back to who? King David. And that's why in Matthew chapter 1, remember when the angel visits Joseph, what does he call Joseph? He calls him Son of David, right? Which is a messianic title, Son of David. What does that mean? Well, Joseph would have been the true king of Israel, but of course, the true kings of Israel were thrown off the stage. The Herods were put there usurping the throne. In fact, Herod was an Edomite. He wasn't even Jewish, right? He wasn't the true king of Israel. Joseph was. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why Joseph, we believe, died. He had to before Jesus entered into his ministry because he would have been the true king of Israel. But he died. Jesus becomes the true king of Israel, the true Messiah, and enters into his ministry. And remember, for because Mary was perpetual virgin, and Joseph, we believe, was a good young Israelite, he didn't have any other kids, he didn't have any other sons. Jesus was his only son, and he was adopted, and so therefore, he would have been his adopted son, he would have been in line for the throne because an adopted son is truly a son, and therefore he would be the true king of Israel. Great question, folks. You know what? We always get great questions on Catholic Answers Live. You know, Jimmy Akin and I were talking about this a while ago, how that when we first started in Catholic radio a zillion years ago, and by the way, I'm one of the old timers. I started in 1994. Did you know that?
You are an old-timer, Mater.
1994. That's right. You didn't know I could do Mater. Yeah, back in 1994, back when we had three Catholic stations in the entire United States, we used to rent time on a Protestant station back then, and that's before the explosion when Mother Angelica got into Catholic radio, and then Catholic Answers, and Terry Barber, and St. Joseph Communications, and then on we go. When we first started, you know, it was like every other call was, did Jesus have brothers, you know? Yeah. Which is, hey, it's a great question, but you got those calls over and over. Folks, over the years, our callers have become much more sophisticated. It's exciting. And you know what else we notice, Cy, is everywhere we go, when we travel, if I travel and speak, if I go to an area where there's Catholic radio, it's packed. You have churches full. If there's no Catholic radio, we don't have as many folks. It's incredible.
Yes, that's right, right.
Really?
There's been surveys about that, too, that have shown
really?
That. Yeah, that mass attendance goes up when Catholic radio is present. Yeah.
Folks, this is why we need you to support us right now, folks. Come on now. We're not even close to meeting our match for this hour. Is it a 15,000?
20,000,
oh,
and we're
goodness.
A long way from it.
We are not even close to meeting our match, folks. We need y'all to pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000. Let me tell you, Catholic Answers and Catholic Radio is having an impact all over this world and across the United States. But folks, it ain't going to, please don't think it's just automatically going to continue because, folks, we've lost stations in the past and a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a, as whole a networks are
all
not there anymore.
Networks have lost more than one that I can think of right now. I mean, and individual stations as well. Folks, don't think it's going to happen automatically. It's going to happen when you pick up the phone right now and call 888-291-8000. Come on, folks, we need those monthly donors. It's going to be tripled. Give that $25 a month, and your $300 becomes $900. You give that $1,000 a month, and my goodness, $1,000 a month becomes what? $36,000. $100 a month becomes $3,600. What a deal. Folks, the number is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And by the way, we need that $20,000 gift. Then I won't be sweating and my face won't be as red as it is right now.
Right? 14 lines open right now.
Yes.
Tim. That's a lot
we
of lines
We need that $20,000 gift, that $10,000 gift, that $5,000 gift, that $1,000 gift, and a whole bunch of $10 a month.
And we'll get there.
$25 a month, we're going to get there.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number. Matthew in Italy is on the phone, but it says Italy, Texas. Is that correct? I thought I was going to Italy, but are you in Italy, Texas, Matthew?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, well, congratulations. I've heard of Paris, Texas. I didn't know there was an Italy, Texas. But apparently you got the whole world in Texas.
Italy between Waco and Dallas off of I-45.
Gotcha. All right, now we can find you. All right, go ahead, Matthew, with your question for Tim.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the call. So I have a Protestant relative who is questioning my family's conversion to Catholicism.
Yes.
My wife and I are both candidates for four children in formation.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Matthew, I messed up. It's the break. Can you hang on and ask the question on the other side?
Sure.
Okay, I'm really sorry to do that to you, but once I hear the music, I can't do anything about it. I thought it was going to be groovy music, but maybe next we'll do some groovy music. Right back. 888-291-8000.
We need your pledge. We need you, folks.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Tim Staples on air guitar there. That's a little bit of groovy music because a donor gave and said, could you play the groovy music to celebrate the donation? And we are in the mood for celebrating donations. We're very grateful for everyone who has come to our assistance. This is the second hour of our 6 hours of asking you for your support this quarter. We have to fully fund ourselves in those 6 hours. Generally, we do. We have had a couple shortfalls recently in difficult times for many, many people. And those difficult times persist for many people. So we know that other folks need to step up. Let me tell you right now, we got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And don't think I forgot Matthew in Italy, Texas. I didn't. I just needed to tell you this before we go back to him. We got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And then we got a second match for anybody who their pledge is a new recurring pledge. So you can get your money tripled right now. And yet, we're still $14,000 away from making the match this hour.
We got miles
to go in just the next 25 minutes. 25 minutes to raise all that. So if you've been thinking about giving, if you could please pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. We've got 16 of our colleagues on, people we work with every day, people we go to Mass with each morning and sit in meetings with. They stopped doing what they usually do. running customer service or doing marketing or accounting or running computers, and they just sit by the phone and they wait for you to call. They are sitting and waiting now. Say hello, tell them who you are, ask them who they are, or just tell them, I'm in a rush, I got to get through this. Whatever you'd like to do, they are there for you, but they really need you to call. We all need you to call. 888-291-8000. Now, Matthew in Italy, Texas, where they have Angus meatballs and steer lasagna. Go ahead, Matthew, you are in the middle of your question.
Yes, okay. So the call screener was trying to help me formulate this question to give it some context. The gentleman, my relative, who was questioning our conversion, he seemed to be implicating something along the lines of whatever the Bible says, what we believe is not what it's supposed to say, and it was written by man, therefore somehow corrupt.
Okay.
His question to me was, where is the word human in the Bible? And it seems nonsensical, and I don't know exactly where his argument's coming from, but we started to get into translation. I showed him NIV, NRSV, RSV, ESV, a bunch, where it shows, the word human multiple times, 33 times in the New Testament. But he says, that's not the right one. It's not the New King James, it's the King James.
Okay.
So I tried to pivot and say, well, let's talk about where your Bible came from. And I'm a candidate, so I got a long ways to go, but I've been schooled up pretty good with Catholic Answers. I'm doing my best.
Good for you.
And so I try to give him these responses in a charitable way,
yeah,
not too aggressive.
Right.
And he just keeps going back, well, where is the word human in the Bible? It's not in King James. And I'm trying to explain to him how King James even became a Bible in the first place.
Yeah.
Why that even happened, the history behind it. He just seems tuned out to any of that, and he's really dug in on this idea that the word human is not in the Bible, and it's not talking about us. And I don't know what his argument exactly is.
That just makes absolutely no sense, as you realize. And it is difficult when you talk to people that create their own religions. Right. And so, the word man is everywhere, as you pointed out. Human or man, anthropos in Greek, is all over the place in the New Testament. So the argument is simply silliness. But probably he's confused about, he's probably learned that the Catholic Church teaches human traditions that are not found in the Bible, and somehow he transmogrified that into somehow human is bad. Of course, human is good. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was when he walked this earth, and he is fully human. He's not 50% human, 50% God. He's 100% God, 100% human. He's fully man, okay? The apostles, all the writers of the New Testament, human. But the point is that Jesus Christ himself, as fully man, God uses man to reach man. Of course, it's God through man, but he is fully man. All the gospel writers are men. In fact, the entire body of Christ is comprised of men who are gifted by the Holy Spirit to minister to one another. So what you want to keep getting on with him is the fact that God has given us the gift of the church. First, he gave us the gift of Christ, who became man in order to reconcile men with God. He's fully God, fully man. But he establishes the church as the body of Christ on this earth with physical leaders, and they are human, right? Human. The popes, the successors of the bishops, and so forth. Why? So that you and I can hear the word of God from humans speaking under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we see Jesus walking the earth proclaiming the gospel as a man communicating the gospel to men. God, of course, but also men. That's why he established the church, the body of Christ, men, Peter at the helm, and all the apostles, so that it is as the book of Proverbs says, as iron sharpens iron, right? Man sharpens man. Right, so we have this gift of the popes and the bishops, the scriptures that were written by men under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, so that we can minister to one another and lead one another to Jesus Christ, Matthew. And the wonderful, beautiful gift we have in the Catholic Church is that just as Jesus, when he walked this earth, he spoke the word of God to people, the infallible word of God, and they could know when Jesus spoke it, it was true because he was infallible. So the church is today and has been for 2,000 years, proclaiming the infallible word of God. Thus saith God. And folks, that's why, and thank you for your call, Matthew. Love to hear from you again. But folks, that's why we need y'all to pick up the phone right now, because people need to know that just as Jesus walked this earth 2,000 years ago, and he didn't say, hey, guys, this is my opinion of what I think the Bible says. Now, of course, if you disagree, you can go start your Baptist church.
I don't know.
He spoke the word of God, thus saith God. And when he established the church, he said concerning that church in Matthew 10:40, in Luke 10:16, if they hear you, they hear me. If they reject you, they reject me. If they receive you, they receive me. If they reject you, they reject me. He established the church so that the church would be what Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 says. The church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The church is Jesus Christ extended into this world, so that when the church speaks, whether a pope individually or all the bishops in union with the pope, be it in an ecumenical council or throughout the world, and says, thus saith God, or words to that effect, we can know thus saith God. What a gift. Folks, in 2,000 years, we've had one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as St. Paul says it in Ephesians 4:5. The church has never contradicted herself on any definitive teaching. There's no human explanation for that. And here we are 2,000 years later. Pope Francis is now the Pope, the guy wearing the white hat. And there will be a guy with a white hat until Jesus comes proclaiming that one Lord, one faith baptism, one baptism, folks. And that's why we're here at Catholic Answers, to proclaim that one Lord, one faith, one baptism, because people are dying to hear it. Folks, can you pick up your phone right now? We've got 15 open lines, and we really are running out of time, and we are not even close to meeting our $20,000 goal for this hour. I'm going to need some folks to step up right now. We need some big givers. I don't know why I asked for that $20,000, but I think we're going to need it.
Yeah.
We need that $15,000 giver right now. We need that $10,000 giver right now, because we have a long way to go. But folks, don't you let the devil tell you that your $25 a month doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Pick up the phone. We've got 14 open lines right now at 888-291-8000. You give that $10 a month, it's tripled right now. Right? $120 becomes $360. You give $10 a month, it becomes $360 right now at 888-291-8000. And remember, all gifts are doubled. That one-time gift of $50 becomes $100. Folks, can you help us? We come to you every day, don't we? Every day we proclaim the gospel. We only come to you once a quarter asking for your help. Folks, can you call 888-291-8000? 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. We are running out of time. Be a part of the solution right now. We need you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. 13 of our colleagues are waiting by the phone. 5 are on the line right now. What, so went up to 6 right now. We do need your call. If you can help us in any way to make this $20,000 match, we'll get through this hour in good shape then to continue with the pledge drive and meet the overall goal. The overall goal is $225,000. That sounds like a lot of money. In media, that is nothing. I mean, that's literally seconds on many networks. Is $225,000. We do that pays for 3 months of everything that we do, from the all the internet stuff, the social media stuff, the TikTok, the YouTube, the Facebook, our own website at Catholic.com, the little app that you have on your phone, this radio program. And so much more, including the School of Apologetics and other things that we do. That's what you're supporting when you pick up the phone and call right now. We do need your support because we are a very long way. We're about 15 minutes away from being done this hour, and we are very far away from our $20,000 match. Recurring donations, let me just say again, they have always been and they will always be the backbone of what we do. We are not, despite the fact that, you know, Tim says a $20,000 donor or whatnot, we do have donors who give us in the tens of thousands of dollars at one time here and there. But we are not, we've never received, say, $1 million donation.
Not even
we
half a million.
We rely on, you know what the backbone of all of it is? The $20 a month donation. Yep. And that's why we have donors who say, hey, if you'll get new $20 a month pledges, I'll help you triple their money. And that just to encourage that. So if you call right now and pledge $20 a month, your money is getting tripled. It's getting it's that $20,000 match and an additional match on it because you made a new recurring donation. Can you make that $10 a month donation and get it tripled? A $20 a month donation. Maybe you could do 50. Some people have done 100. We've had people who have given $500 a month on occasion. And I know that requires a very special blessing to be able to do that. But if you can, then and in a prudent way do that, then we're very, very grateful. 888-291-8000. I just want to thank three people. They give me notes every now and then. And Lisa just called and donated $1,000, a one-time donation. Now she's a member of the President's Club. She can ask for anything that we publish this year and get it for free because that's part of what's one of the many benefits of the President's Club. I really like this one, Patrick in Minnesota. He found Catholic Answers Live a week ago, and he can't stop listening. He's a farmer. He listens all day in his truck. He has 23 grandkids, some of whom help him on the farm, and they listen to the show with him. And a week, he's been listening a week, just gave $500. God bless you, Patrick. Thank you very much. Will called, and he said, can you share a few reasons briefly why I should be Catholic? I think that was on the donor line why he said that he did that. So I'll ask Tim, why should Will be Catholic? You got anything for him?
Absolutely. Number one, the reason why you need to be Catholic is to save your soul. That's why I became Catholic.
Save your soul?
Is to save my soul, because the Catholic Church was established by Jesus Christ for that reason. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the Catholic Church was established by Jesus Christ. And that is an historical fact, my friends. You don't need a Bible to prove to you that the Catholic Church was established by Jesus Christ. That's number two. That's the church established by Jesus Christ. And number three, the church has the sacraments. Jesus communicated through his church these seven gifts, the sacraments that are necessary for salvation. And that goes back to the first reason, doesn't it? But most especially the Eucharist. Unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. John chapter 6, verse 53. There are many more reasons, but those are three big ones.
888-291-8000 is the place you can call. And that's a question that many people have. And one of the things we try to settle in their heart is that God does indeed want you in the Catholic Church. He wants you in the Catholic Church because he wants you to have all of the gifts that Jesus came to give. Jesus came to bring gifts to all of us, and he wants all of us to have those gifts, the gift of baptism, the gift of the Eucharist, the gift of the Bible, the gift of the teaching of the church.
Ultimately, the gift of eternal life, my friends. And you mentioned the magisterium, which we've talked about, the teaching authority of the church, so that we can know with certainty the truths of the faith.
Amen.
What a gift it is. The gift of the Blessed Mother, the greatest of God's creation outside of the Godhead, that is, outside of the second person of the Blessed Trinity incarnate, is in the Blessed Virgin Mary, the archetype of the church. What a gift. The saints and so forth. Folks, you know what? There are so many gifts, but you know what? There are so many people who don't know anything about Jesus, don't know anything about the church that Jesus established. And that's one of the big reasons why we're here, to communicate that reality. Folks, can you call right now? Like I said, man, we're really coming down to the wire here. We've got about 10, 15 minutes tops, because they can keep calling, right?
After we go off the air, the people will stay on the phones as long as the phones are ringing.
Okay, as long as they keep it. So we've got about 16 minutes, and we've got a whole lot of money to raise. So, folks, right now, we've got eight open lines. there's only 10 people that are on the phone right now. We've got 8 open lines. Can you, right now, folks, if you've never given before, now's the time. We need you at 888-291-8000. If you're thinking about doubling that gift or just upping that gift, if you were given $10, you're going to up it to $15. I was given $25. I'm going to up it to $30. Folks, can you call us? Maybe it's that $25 gift. You're going to up it to $50. That'll be tripled, folks. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365. But folks, I'm telling you, my face is red right now for a reason, because I'm really getting nervous here, folks. We need some callers. And can I ask one more time, do we have that $20,000 donor that can put my heart at rest right now? Or that $10,000 donor? We really need you right now at 888-291-8000. Or do we have that $1,000 donor right now? Or how about $100 a month, which, guess what, becomes $3,600 right now? Can you give us a call at 888-291-8000? And folks, we need those $10 a month givers right now. We need those $25 a month givers right now. 888-291-8000. We need you.
Coming right down to the wire, still some calls to take. Tim Staples is our guest. It's open forum. Just 6 lines open. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. Off to the phones we go, to Florida, actually. Mark in Florida, watching on YouTube. Mark, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello, Tim. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome, Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask you about something regarding Pope Eugene IV and Florence and the Mosaic Law. I'd like to just quote Florence and then maybe ask you. It won't be exhaustive.
Sure.
So this is Pope Eugene IV, Council of Florence, Session 11, 1442.
Yes.
Quote, the Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and teaches that the matter pertaining to the law of the Old Testament, the Mosaic Law, which are divided into ceremonies, holy sacrifices, and sacraments, ceased after the promulgation of the gospel. It, the Holy Roman Church, asserts that they, the practices of the Mosaic Law, cannot be observed without the loss of eternal salvation. All, therefore, who after that time, the promulgation of the gospel, observe circumcision and the Sabbath and the other requirements of the law, the Holy Roman Church declares alien to the Christian faith and not in the least fit to participate in eternal salvation. Correct. So I'd just like to ask, what's your view on this? Do you agree, like, with this dogmatic teaching that the Council of Florence says that no one practicing the Jewish law today, after the promulgation of the gospel, could be saved in that state?
Yes, absolutely, Mark. I agree with it 100%. That's Catholic teaching. But the key is, Mark, to understand the context. He's not saying that it's not saying that to Jewish people, that if they practice the law, they cannot have salvation. What's being condemned there is Judaizers, and that goes all the way back to the first century, the first Council of Jerusalem. It's saying nothing different, that those who trust in the law for salvation after having come to the gospel, or those who know the gospel is true, if you go back to the old law, you are lost, because the Mosaic Law has no power to save anyone. Now, of course, Mark, for those who do, and remember, Florence isn't dealing with the idea of invincible ignorance and all of that. It's talking about Judaizers. Now, some folks will object and say, wait a minute, how can they say the Mosaic Law is abrogated when Jesus said, think not that I've come to abolish the law, right? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Well, that's another example of taking things out of context, because Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, right? And so when he fulfilled it, that's when it's abolished. And that's why in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9, the inspired author will say, he abolished the first, that is the first covenant, in establishing the second, which is the new covenant. So, Mark, just like in sacred scripture, we have to understand the context. Jesus didn't abolish the law in the sense that the law was wrong and he had to correct it. No, he fulfilled it, took it to new heights, And in that context, he abolished it. In the same way, at the Council of Florence, we're talking about Judaizers. You can't be saved by the Mosaic law. In fact, it was never intended to save. It only pointed out sin, and it pointed to the coming Messiah that was to take away all sins. Folks, you know what? I wish we had more time to talk with our friend Mark, but can you see why we need your help right now? Folks call and ask really important questions like the one he just asked, and they need answers. In fact, they have a right to those answers, and we have an obligation as Catholics to give them those answers. You just heard it. We do it day in and day out here at Catholic Answers, and guess what? Folks, we're about 10 minutes away from missing our match for this hour. Folks, we can't let that happen. We cannot leave $20,000 sitting there, folks. We need your help. Can you pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000? That's 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you right now. You've been thinking about it. Maybe I should. Folks, pick up that phone. We've got 8 open lines right now. Please, folks, we need your help. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000 or go safe and secure, as Tim said, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right now we are just about finishing up the first day of the pledge drive. We'll see if we can get another call on with Tim, but I do want you to know that if you can start that $10 a month pledge, you've never given before to Catholic Answers, start at the $10 a month level. First of all, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. But two things. One, you become a member of our Society 315 when you give that $10 a month gift. You get the T-shirt, you get the car magnet, you get the discounts over at shop.catholic.com. And then we try to make sure you get stuff from us every month or so. And when we're in town, we have special get-togethers with the Society 315 members. And when you're here, we have special get-togethers with folks. So all of that for $10 a month, if you can do that. It also gets tripled right now because we have both of our matches still active this hour. So every new recurring pledge this hour is getting tripled. Maybe you could come in at the $20 a month level. Then in addition to being a member of the Society 315, you get two books. My book, A Teacher of Strange Things, and the beautiful new book on the Beatitudes from Father Sebastian Walsh, Heart of the Gospel. That'll be yours at the $20 a month level, and it will be tripled to $60 a month. Maybe you could go to the $45 a month level or more. At that level, we're all that I just mentioned, but we can also we'll send you a Pillar of Fire, Pillar of Truth, the booklet. But the main thing, you'll get a whole class, a free class from Jimmy Akin at the School of Apologetics, Introduction to Apologetics. That's at the $45 a month level. I'm saying this all now because we are coming near the end of the hour. You can keep calling for probably the next 10 or 15 minutes and folks will pick up the line. The number 888-291-8000. 7 lines open right now, 888-291-8000.
And folks, please, like Si said, don't stop calling. Because we need your help. And you know what I believe, Si? We're not only going to make the match, we're going to go beyond that match. Because I know there's some folks right now that are going to call and give that $1,000. And I know there are some folks that are going to call that are going to give that $10. Yes, right now call and give that $10 a month. You know why? Because that's $360. Folks aren't thinking. Right, just $10 a month.
$10 a month is $360 to us. Yeah, that's
$360. So, folks, don't stop calling 888-291-8000. We're gonna make it, and let us come in tomorrow and announce it to y'all that we made it and we went beyond.
Boy, we sure would love to do that. I mean, when we've had successful pledge drives, there's always one thing that we notice about a successful pledge drive: lots of folks with those recurring donations. And then some folks who come in with the, you know, like the Tim level, where you come in at, I can give you 5,000 right now. I can give you 10,000 right now. I don't know if we've ever seen a 20,000. Maybe we have.
I don't think so.
But maybe somebody can do it. So when we get that combination of lots of those recurring monthly gifts at the $10, $20, $45 level, a few at the $100 level, maybe one or two at the $500 level, and then we get those folks who have the means, and some people do have the means to say, I can give you $10,000 right now. Or $5,000 or $1,000. When those two are mixed, that's the combination that gets us fully funded. And so if you can pick up the phone and call right now, this is a great time to do it. If you want to just do it online, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes the same place. It all gets the same matches. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Or, as I was saying, pick up that phone, 888 291-8000.
Hey, I got a $1,000 gift here from Carrie in Boise.
Carrie in Boise, thanks.
God bless you. And there's more coming in, folks. Don't stop calling.
We'll let you know tomorrow. We'll at the start of the day, if we're able to make that match this hour. We're very grateful for those who are on the phone right now, those who have called, or those who are praying for us. Please pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. See you tomorrow, God willing. Catholic Answers Live.